Our seemingly inescapable dilemma originated when sin was introduced to the universe. But was God responsible for it since He was the creator of everything? Why did He allow sin to appear, flourish, and contaminate His kingdom if not? Let's consider the following Bible truth. 1. God is love, sharing it is His reason for creating angelic and human beings. Such love is freely given and received. Thus, God gave angelic beings just like us the power of choice. It enables created beings to accept or reject His love of their own volition. 2. Lucifer, one of God's angels and a high-ranking one, used his free will to distance himself and rebel against God. He unwittingly experimented with his pride and selfish ambition to the point of not being able to return to God. Lucifer, who became Satan or the Accuser, was able to convince one-third of God's angels to fight a losing battle against God. The biblical record shows they were defeated and, together with Satan, were expelled from heaven. Seeking to relocate outside of God's throne, Satan was successful in convincing Adam to surrender earth as his new dominion and battleground. Thus, sin entered the world. 3. Despite its deplorable consequences to us, let's not be disheartened. The cosmic war perpetrated by Satan's madness will come to an end. Our assurance is in Jesus Christ, our Savior. His incarnation, perfect life, sacrificial death, resurrection, mediatorial ministry, and second coming are more than enough to eradicate sin ultimately with lesser collateral damage to human beings as much as possible. Still, the question remains to be answered. Why did God allow sin to appear, flourish, and contaminate His kingdom, specifically earth and its inhabitants? Let's discuss this and other related issues some other time.